AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. President Trump is warning Iran not to threaten the U.S. or it will face its official end, as he puts it on Twitter. His warning comes after a rocket landed near the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad overnight. No injuries. Early Sunday, Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard, a Hawaii Democrat, said the president and his administration say they don't want war with Iran. But she's wondering.
They're setting the stage for a war with Iran that would prove to be far more costly, far more devastating and dangerous than anything that we saw in the Iraq War, a war that I served in.
Demonstrators marched to the Alabama Capitol on Sunday to protest the abortion ban just signed by the governor. They chanted, "Vote them out." The new law bans most abortions. A severe storm slammed into part of Louisiana over the weekend.
As Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards toured Ville Platte, a small community about 75 miles outside Baton Rouge, following yesterday's early morning storm where a possible tornado damaged or destroyed at least 50 homes and businesses, safety was top of his mind.
Quite often in these types of natural disasters, when that's the case, we will have a serious accident or even a fatality when individuals go out and start the cleanup.
He adds that thankfully no lives were lost. Ashley Godot, who was in bed at the time her home was ravaged by the storm, tells KATC-TV she's lucky to be alive.
How am I even standing here? We probably shouldn't even be standing in here.
I'm Matt Small.
A man accused of killing one person and wounding seven at a Nashville church 2 years ago is going to trial today. Prosecutors have said they will seek life without parole for 27-year-old Emmanuel Cadega Sampson if he's convicted. Brooks Koepka won the PGA Championship for the second year in a row, and Game of Thrones aired its final episode last night. This is AP Radio News. We're going to tell you a little more now about the winners and losers on the final episode of Game of Thrones, so plug your ears if you don't want to hear.
In the end, the victors did not end up getting the spoil. Just ask King Brandon Stark. He ends up on top as King Bran the Broken, and that should have allowed him to take his rightful place on the Iron Throne, crafted by the swords of vanquished warriors, but the throne is no more. Melted by dragonfire, and the seven kingdoms that he would take over, just six of them now, his sister Sansa made off with one of them, becoming queen of a newly liberated Winterfell. The finale also sees the demise of Daenerys Targaryen. Jon Snow stabs her to death for fear that she had become a tyrant. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
The top weekend movie is John Wick, Chapter 3 Parabellum, followed by Avengers Endgame and Pokemon Detective Pikachu. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.